Jean Sullivan's most obscure novel, Joie Errante, or Wandering Joy, opens with the memorable line, "I have struggled for a long time in the dark trenches of despair." The narrator is recovering from a botched love affair with a woman called Imagine, which has left him wounded. His travels bring him to Manhattan, where he meets Jerhi, herself recovering from the pain of a failed relationship with a Vietnam veteran and former seminarian, Joss, a university lecturer whose apartment attracts all sorts of social misfits. He fritters away his salary on these people and then leaves the beautiful Jerhi to nurse Linda, a drug addict who robs him at every turn and on whom he nevertheless continues to lavish love. He explains his devotion to Linda thus, "I never met anyone as impoverished as she is. She has crossed the spiritual desert. To unconditionally assist a single human being to survive, it sometimes seems to me that this is sufficient to justify an existence." Sullivan's philosophy of life is well summarized in these lines. For him, a commitment to the marginalized, the downtrodden, the exploited, was at the heart of the Christian path. On one occasion he mused, "Why am I so fascinated by these people who suddenly step out of line when the crack appears that liberates them and turns them into outsiders? This is my nature. Part of me identifies strongly with the outsider." 33 years after his death, Sullivan remains something of an outsider himself, but an outsider with a significant understanding of the path to spiritual fulfillment. I would urge listeners to seek out his challenging books and to ponder their enigmatic message.